This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Would you have gotten this, Ted?
Oh, I would have gotten this. Yeah.
Really?
Neil Young? Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed he was from Canada if we didn't, if I didn't know this was a Canadian-themed show today.
I also think it's big of us. How respectful we're being.
I think so, too.
Well, after all the toxicity from yesterday's show.
I don't think that it was toxicity. It was sports fun, and now it's over.
You know what? This is us shaking their hands after the game.
To the winner goes the spoils.
Can I just say that... I love that. The grown men go through the line afterwards after a game like that and just good game, good game, good game, good game. I mean,
I love it.
There's something so cool about hockey players doing that. I love that. They do it after the end of every playoff series, right?
Yeah, they wait till the series ends, I think is even cooler.
It's sort of
the formality, like it's over now. Now we're done fighting. We're done everything. I think that's very cool.
It's what is it, the road runner and the sheepdog. They walk to work every day. And they're good friends.
Yeah.
And then they clock in and they beat the crap out of each other. They clock out and they're good friends going home. It's kind of that's something I can get down with, man.
So we mentioned it earlier. The Boston Red Sox got underway today. Did you know that?
I saw that.
5-2 victory over the Northeastern Huskies in 7 innings.
This game was newsworthy and noteworthy for one reason. When I first heard they were playing Northeastern today.
I believe you're going with the fact that the first baseman went 0-for-3.
Well, I was just thinking, who was the first baseman?
Tristan Casas.
How about that?
Who I think will be the first baseman on opening day, unless he's traded away for Vlad or a pitcher from Seattle.
So basically the only real starter for the Red Sox on opening day that played today against Northeastern was the first baseman.
Well, I mean...
Also known as Tristan Casas.
Christian Campbell could be a starter, even though Casas doesn't want him to be on the Major League roster.
Fair point.
Or Mayer played short. So you have some of the young guys...
You want to give folks some info on how they did today?
Yeah, so they had 5 hits. Campbell went 0-for-3.
Chris Campbell 0-for-3, yep.
Mayer had 1 hit, 1 strikeout. As I said, Casas went 0-for-3. And I guess those are the sort of notable names care about. Northeastern was up 2-0. And then Red Sox went up 4-2 in the fourth and then tacked one on to win 5-2. Only one error from your Red Sox. 2 for Northeastern, but
I'm looking at there's and I also mentioned this. I can't even say the guy's first name. Can anybody say the prospect? The last name's Garcia.
No,
his nickname is the password. And is that his first at bat? I should say he second at bat. I guess bases were loaded. He pulled a little 2 RBI single to left field, but he's a big favorite of the players so far in spring training.
I thought you were going to say big fat. You said big fat.
The password.
That is a good nickname.
I can't even begin to pronounce his first name. Last name's Garcia.
What's his first, like, what, spell it?
J-H-O-S-T-Y-N-X-O-N.
Is that what, so that's why they call him the password.
That's.
Not because they think he, like, opens up
the program.
Is his first name? Just tell you right there.
Just those letters in a combination.
Maybe so, yeah.
It's like the password provided to you by your phone.
Well, how many words can you create from that, his first name? Probably a lot.
I wonder if he uses his first name as his password.
It's probably a pretty safe one.
Except we all know it. 617-779-7937. Before we get to Will Fleming, we had some calls lining up, so let's squeeze a couple in. Danny in Dartmouth, what are your thoughts on agents in terms of what Ted brought up, Danny?
Well, listen, I just wanted to ask one question. It's a weird question, don't get me wrong. I love this show. I listen to Odyssey from 6 a.m. all the way until 5 p.m. when I get home.
Attaboy.
But I'm just going
to
basically, I'll listen.
Got a smart speaker? You listen inside on your smart speaker.
Yeah, you're on my ear tag.
Oh, nice.
Perfect. Thank you. Go ahead, Danny.
I just got a question for Ted. It might be a dumb question, but whatever, but I was very curious. All right, so you guys are talking about agents, not having agents. Ted, I want to ask you something. When you were a player, is your fan, like, because agents, you know, they set up everything supposedly, even though they probably don't, but is your family protected under like some type of insurance thing, or do they just care about you?
All right, thanks for the call, Danny.
Did he land the plane? I'm not sure.
Is your family protected? I don't know. Did you get insurance? I assume you got insurance.
I'm not sure exactly what he was talking about there.
Okay.
And so I don't want to answer it if I'm not sure exactly what the question was. Fair enough.
Okay. Well, we'll get to questions for Will Fleming. Thanks who
for,
is
listen though, Danny.
Joining us on the line now, WEEI Afternoon Spring Training coverage is sponsored by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com, by the E.L. Harvey Companies, including Nauset Disposal and Mega Disposal, your local trash collection and recycling providers, and by Aviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, locally made from fresh, whole, locally sourced ingredients. Will Fleming, how does it feel to have baseball back?
You know, I'll get to the baseball part, but first I want to say there's this really weird round orange thing in the sky that makes my skin feel warm and hot, and I just don't know where I am or how to operate.
Not familiar.
But, it feels great to be with you guys. How are you?
We're good, man.
We don't have that jealous, big round thing in the sky. I see gray skies and I see snow.
I left Providence, Rhode Island this morning, and it was 12 degrees and icy, and it's just it's great to be here. And I'll tell you what, I've only been here for 12 hours, but I'm sure we'll get into the details and all the specifics. But this place, this clubhouse, this group, this team feels totally different, and I really do believe that they're primed to do something pretty cool this year.
Yeah, there's a buzz around this team, and it started late last week, quite honestly, when they reached a deal with Bregman. That felt like it added more life
like
to
the
offseason.
Yeah,
the
puzzle, kind
you of. Had Crochet, you had yeah. some of the other pieces, but everybody was still kind of waiting. That was the cherry on top of the sundae. And then we had Monday with the Devers stuff. And did you, for you personally, as a broadcaster, a guy who's going to do all these games, was that disappointing that it kind of sucked the life out of what was a 3 or 4 days of buzz?
So it didn't suck the life out of it for me. Was it disappointing? Sure it was, because I've known Rafi since he came to AAA. I translated his first press conference to the media because he couldn't speak a word of English, and I became very close with him and endeared him to the media, becoming the kid and star that he is. And Rafi is and was a superstar hitter and player, and I'm disappointed that he didn't toe the company line on some level to just say, hey, guys, I'll do whatever it takes to win. But I think Alex Cora, not only is he the right guy to manage this thing, but I think he nailed it. And you have to give a player of that. Ted, you can probably relate to this. You've been in locker rooms where people are one thing for a long time, and then all of a sudden maybe the universe around them changes, and you need to give them a little bit of leeway and latitude to sort of process that and get through it. And I think that's basically where we are with Rafi, where he wants to be the third baseman. The team maybe thinks that the overall roster is better off if somebody else is occasionally or all the time the third baseman. I think it's going to be a total non-issue. This seems to me to be like a complete spring training storyline thing. He's your most prominent, highest paid player, but I don't think he's defined by being the third baseman, and I don't think that he took the juice out of what's about to happen.
You know, talking about the juice, and you touched on it, on Will, and I kind of want to go back to that, just about the overall mood in the locker room. I mean, you hear, I don't know, I heard, Alex Cora say that the attention to detail was as good as he's seen it in previous, spring trainings. I think I heard Lucas Giolito was talking about just the awesome vibes of the team. And I don't know. I mean, the feeling in going into the season is just different, Will. It feels like this year, comparatively speaking to recent years. Can you just speak on kind of what you're observing, what you're hearing about the overall tone and tenor of the vibes down there at spring training and just the excitement it sounds like is kind of going on with this young team?
Sure I can. And I think, first of all, expectations and tone and vibes are all fun and good, but it doesn't matter until we open up March 27th in Texas. Like, the proof will be in the games and whether they win or not. And I think everybody in that clubhouse understands that. But I will just give you a couple quick anecdotes to tell you what's going on here and how this club feels different and is different. So Alex Bregman shows up, and all of us all offseason have wanted him for a lot of reasons. Right-handed power, solidify the infield defense, and be a leader who's been in the playoffs every year of his career. So the first day he's in camp, he sees Anthony, Campbell, and Meyer at a table, and he goes over and sits down with them and talks to them for an hour about hitting and what it's like to be a pro and all that stuff. People have read that story. They've heard that thing. What they didn't hear is that 10 minutes later, Rob Refsnyder and Romy Gonzalez, who were two of the best pinch hitters against left-handed pitching in the game, were two tables over. And Bregman, who has been in the ALCS 7 years in a row, walked over to them and said, "Hey, guys, we really need to talk about what it's like and how you can help me be better against left-handed pitching." Like, that, it's everything that everyone thought Bregman could be. And, Ted, you've been in these locker rooms, man. It's a very real thing.
Oh, yeah.
The impact of one human being can change the feel of an entire clubhouse. And I think that's why we've heard over and over again from Alex Cora. He was around Bregman. He knows what he can do to a room and a group. And I think we're seeing that. And I'll just tell you that the combination of returning, seasoned, longtime big league guys and this wave of young superstar potential players, I think that is where, I could rail and rail against like the overthinking of analytical front offices and how we wait too long and we don't make big moves because we're waiting for the perfect time to do everything. I will say that being here right now and looking at this roster and this club, it does feel like it's the collision of planets where it's like the young stars are coming, the established old guys are here, they're all going to equally push each other, and I think it's a really cool blend.
Will, in terms of the pitching, Garrett Crochet adds a legitimate top-of-the-rotation ace, Cy Young candidate. What is he bringing to the team beyond just obviously electric stuff and being a pig, as Lou Maloney would call him?
Isn't that great? Oink, oink. I think we'll learn that eventually, Andy. I'm not sure we necessarily know yet whether, because I think Garrett is different than, say, like a Nate Eovaldi or a Michael Wacha or some of these veteran pitchers who come in and teach the young guys. Because you have to think about it, Crochet has not established himself really as like a veteran starting pitcher. The numbers jump off the page. He has electric stuff, and I think he's going to change their whole staff. But I think Garrett Crochet is a little bit different than other, sort of bona fide starters, Andy, because he needs to prove himself too. Now, everybody knows he's got the potential, and everybody wants him to be the anchor and the ace, and I'm fired up to see him on opening day. He'll be great, but it's not like he's going to come in and totally say, "Hey, man, I've been through these battles and these wars, and here's how to do this and that." That's where somebody like Walker Buehler gets really interesting to me, where because he's been on these World Series teams. He has done so many of the things that the Red Sox hope to do. So I think in a way, Buehler is more that guy than necessarily Crochet. But the depth of pitching is in a place that it has not been in a long time. And again, that's another reason why this is so exciting.
You know, Will, is there anybody that we're not talking about? I don't know. I feel like Trevor Story gets overlooked. I mean, he gets injured a lot. But, I mean, the guy, you know, if he's the player that we all think he can be when he first was brought here, you know, that would make us all feel better. But is there just anybody that's so far in spring training that you have your eye on that maybe looks good, looks different, that maybe we're not talking about that we should be?
So, first of all, I would just say, Ted, that Trevor Story and people – balk at this because he's been hurt. He's not lived up to the contract. I could make an argument that Trevor Story is the most important player on the Boston Red Sox. I really could, because if he is healthy and he plays a gold glove shortstop, which he does when he's healthy, that changes everything. It covers up for so much on the left side of the infield. If it's Devers, that's important. And he's a right-handed bat who maybe he hits 260, but if at Fenway he hits you 30 home runs, I mean, you're talking about an elite game-changing, sort of season-changing player. I think Garrett Whitlock is a guy to really think about because they've finally made the decision to move him into the bullpen. And in the modern game, these starting pitchers are so underused. They get pulled all the time. We need multi-inning relievers. Garrett Whitlock, when he's right, is the most dominant guy you could ever imagine for two innings out of the bullpen. He'll just get you six outs and two guys will make contact at all. So I think that if Trevor can be healthy and solidify that shortstop position, it absolutely anchors the entire defense. If Whitlock can really be the long sort of bridge guy when a starter doesn't go long enough to get you to those high leverage bullpen guys, I think those are two guys to really keep an eye on.
So, Will, you've been boots on the ground for a few hours now, so that means I expect you to have a crystal ball, and I want to ask you a couple quick hitting questions. So, opening day, third baseman will be.
Oh.
Did we lose you?
Alex Bregman.
Okay.
Alex Bregman.
So the opening day second baseman will be?
Christian Campbell.
Who will have the most saves for the Boston Red Sox this year?
Liam Hendricks.
And finally, will Casas and Yoshida both be on the Red Sox all season?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, but neither will be next year.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
That's good. Those are good answers right
those
there,
Those were
Will.
Very, Will, those
it,
were
it
tremendous.
Started off a little shaky, but
no,
boy,
I love it. The pause,
yeah,
the pause,
he had, to
told, he had to think about it. It was a serious answer.
Well, he asked me the hardest question of all.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
No,
you know, that is the thing, right? You know, that's where we are as a franchise. It's like that thing about who plays third base is so layered. And I know it's dominating all the conversation in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
The key is not third base, guys. It's not. It's second base. And so my question, my answer rather, is predicated on the hope that Christian Campbell can do it, right? Because if he can do it defensively, they're going to give him that job, and then it just is a pretty simple thing of like, well, what are we talking about? We're a better team with these people in these places. If that doesn't happen, if Christian's not ready to play defense at second, okay. But they want him to be on the team, and if he can earn that job, I think that's how it'll play out.
And I guess the one final question before I let you go is how many wins?
92.
Oh.
I got 92.
Oh, I like it.
I think, I mean, that, of course, that assumes that Crochet and all these pitchers are healthy. You can never, you know. 92 is my number, and I think they really take the AL East to the last week of the season.
And will they make a run in the postseason then? I like where this is going.
I definitely think so. Mm-hmm. I definitely think so. Because, listen, this is what I've said to everybody who will listen. Most people don't listen to me. But anybody who will listen for 5 years, here's the deal. This is how it works, okay? You got to get in because in Alex Cora, you got the best game manager in the sport, period. And you got a bunch of clutch hitters who can do things in big spots. Devers is that dude. We know that Bregman is that guy. With Alex Cora running the team, if you get into the playoffs, he will outmanage every single other person who he's across from. And in baseball, that matters more than anything. And so I just think he'll have all these weapons at his disposal. Can you imagine if he has Garrett Crochet, Walker Buehler, and whoever the third guy is, whether it's Giolito, Bayo, Crawford, whomever, and then you just put all those other arms into the bullpen, and Alex can just outmanage everybody? I mean, I just think they've finally given him enough weapons, enough pieces, enough tools where if they get in, I think this team is ready to go on a big run.
And Will Fleming is ready to go on a big run as the lead play-by-play guy here on WEEI. Starts tomorrow, right? What do you got, Tampa Bay?
Amazing, right? We're going to drive up to Port Charlotte. Not many everyday regulars, but we got Campbell and hopefully Anthony and definitely Meyer. So we'll talk about the future. And then Sunday we really get going back at JetBlue with all the big boys at home. I can't tell you how excited I am to get going, guys. And, it's an honor to be the voice of the Red Sox. It's an honor to have this team, this roster. And I think we have a chance to have a really exciting summer.
Now, and my final question for you before we let you go is...
Final question.
Yeah, well, it just came to me because I was a big fan of Joe Castiglione's disappointing tone when he would say, swing and a pop-up and the Red Sox lose.
Yeah.
So will you have a trademark disappointing tone or statement when somebody... Are we working on that?
I'm not working on it, but I'll try to channel the anger, right?
Okay.
The thing that... I love so much. By the way, I just saw Joe 10 minutes ago. He's out finishing the back nine here down in Fort Myers.
Nice.
And I, not of life, on the golf course, literally. one of the things that people said to him and that I loved hearing from him sitting next to him all these years, where he taught me so much about what it means to be a Red Sox broadcaster and what our fans want and need. That ability, when somebody flips it on, they're driving down to the Cape, and like in 2 seconds, you can know whether we're winning or losing. Like that, to me, is a great gift. And I think that's something that I aspire to do, where somebody flips it on, and by the tone of his voice, you could know whether the Red Sox were winning or losing. And by the way, he would give a Yankees score, and... Just because if the Red Sox were losing 13-2 in the fourth inning, Joe would say, and by the way, the Yankees are losing 10-2. And it would be like the, like light in his voice. So, Andy, I'm not workshopping it necessarily, but I know how important that is to our listeners and our fans to know that the person who's doing the games on the radio cares so much and wants the team to win and do well and also is fair about it when they're not. And is psyched when the Yankees are losing. And so if I can be half as good at channeling that stuff as Joe was, well, then I think I'll be doing all right.
All right, well, we appreciate you joining us. We look forward to the team that you have winning 90-plus games, and we 92. Look forward to listening to you all
What's your
long.
Guys' number? What it's, do you you put I'm, me on the spot. What do you guys think?
I'm with Will. I'm pumped. I covered Alex down in Houston for and Cora for 5 years, and so I'm a big fan of his. I know what he can bring. Will, and so I'm optimistic, just all the pitching depth that we have. And it feels like we have depth on the infield, too, with DH. So I'm with you. I think the over 90 wins is achievable.
All right, I got 88 wins.
Andy, what do you got?
88 wins.
88?
I think you guys are a little optimistic.
Is that a playoff team?
Absolutely. That's a wild card team, and then we have little fun and see where it goes. And I think if you have an ace and you have a lineup and you have a manager, if you get in the playoffs, you get a shot. So I think they have a shot. So all right, Will, enjoy the weather. Enjoy the baseball, and we'll talk to you down
the line.
Thanks,
Will.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.
That was Will Fleming, WEEI's own. And WEEI's afternoon spring training coverage is co-sponsored by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. By the E.L. Harvey companies, including Nauset Disposal and Miga Disposal, your local trash collection and recycling providers, and by Aviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, locally made from fresh, whole, locally sourced ingredients. Up next on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to roll through Will Fleming's crystal ball. I thought he said some really interesting things there.
I think he said a lot of interesting
things. We'll answer all those questions that we threw at Will. That's up next.